The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Yotet. Today's Daf is being studied by Nushmat Mozikini, Yosef Ben Sarah, Vavarat Zekarati, Yafa Batzara, וגם רבי אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם, תניחם בגן עדן, אמן תריס דף, אז במסתר להצלחת חיילי סבא גנה לישראל, עומדים במשמר עשינו בעלי אלוהינו, שחזבו הלכו יתן להם עטרת, נסחון, אמן ואמן. בגן תריס דף, on יוד חט עמוד בית, and we are starting three lines, or four lines on the bottom, תשמע. די תני רמי ברי, חזקל, תרנגול שהושיט ראשו לאוויר כלי זכוכית. A chicken stuck its nose in the airspace of a glass. And what did he do? V'taka'bo. And made a noise. And what happened? V'shavar. Now the keli shattered. Now he broke the keli. Mishalem nezek shalem. So that gives us, we have to pay nezek shalem. Full damages. V'amar of Yosef, amri berav suits. A horse. Shitzanaf. What's sanaf? Like he made his noise, exactly, neighing, the hamor, shinar, braying, the shiber et the kelim, and as a result, broke kelim, mishalem, hatsi, nezek. Oh, so you pay half damages. My love, kegon ve'avat, lata zimnef. We have a malokot over here. One rabbi says that when the animal damages through its screaming and causes the animal to think to break, once did you pay nezek shalem? One rabbi says you pay hatsi nezek. Must be what the case is talking about. That he did it three times. So he's a muadu. Oh, and we're looking at this as mishuneh. We're looking at this as sirorot. Because not directly, it's a miskoach. Oh, and we had a question on the last daf. Does sirorot become a muad or not? Also, you see from this case over here that sirorot becomes a muad. Because one rabbi says hatsi, one says nezek shalem. Must be what the machloket is. That he did it three times. So one rabbi says, oh, he did it three times, nezek shalem. And one rabbi says, no, he did it three times. It still remains hatsi nezek. What indeed is a machloket. Gemara says, lo, behadzim, nah. It's talking about we did it one time. Uf, tuktad, sumchus, verabbanan, kamepalge. And the machloket is again a regular sirorot. One rabbi holds like sumchus that it's nezek shalem. And rabbi holds like rabbanan that it is hatsi nezek. Mishunehu. What are you talking about? This is not Sirot at all. Again, Sirot is a Todav Regel, which is Kidarko. This one is Mishuneh. An animal should stick his head in a keli and scream and break it. That's not a normal way for a chicken to do that. Kabbalah says it is. They put seeds in the keli. So if he stuck his head in over there to get the seeds, that's normal already for him to do such a thing. So therefore, it's not so abnormal. Therefore, it can be todav. Negative indeed is tzerorot, which is kedarko ba'er av asher. Yes, shinui litzerorot, the rabia nezek, or en shinui litzerorot, the rabia nezek. Which means, according to the rabbis that argue on Sumugos, and say that tzerorot is hatsi nezek, so do you say that if you did tzerorot bederek shinui, you would pay a quarter nezek? Just like by Kirin, right? It's Mishuneh, so instead of paying full Nezek, you pay half Nezek. So maybe by Tzirorot, where you're starting off with half Nezek, if you do Tzirorot in an abnormal fashion, maybe you downgrade it to Rabbi Nezek, right? Look at Rashi. Yes, shinu the Tzirorot to Rabbi Nezek. Rabbanan de padik asumchus, ve'amar Tzirorot ki orcheh hatzi Nezek, hechad de shinah behem, kegom ba'ata beragla. What would be a shinui of tzirorot? It kicked the rock. Kidar kamin, it's walking regularly, and the rock jutted from under its leg and damaged. But let's say he did it in a mishuneh type of way. He kicked the rock, umahmad bi'ut etiza tzirorot, and as a result, it caused rocks to fly and damage. V'shavrak lim, mi hashiv shinui v'avi kitam, umishalesh rabi ha-nezik, da adatan ha-chatsi nezik, tamutam rabi ha-nezik, o en shinui, l'shlem rabi ha-deleolam, ha-chatsi nezik. Because you say, there's no tamut and there's no ha'ada'ah, the price is the price. They lost kan tam the mishlim batzid bepalga. Right, because we never found a tam that pays less than half. So that's the sheila. Is there a quarter payment if it's mishuneh, or do you say no? Minimum is half, it doesn't get less than that. Good? That's the sheila. Kabbalah says, tefshot le medrava. What do you mean? Simple. Solve this question from Rava. Deba'e Rava, yesh ha'ada le'tzinorot, or ain't ha'ada le'tzinorot? He had a question, right? Can tzinorot ever become a mu'ad or not? Mechlal de'en shinui. We can imply from that that there is no shinui. Meaning Rashi, mechlal de'en shinui. De'i yesh shinui l'rabia. Because if you tell me that in the shinui case you pay a quarter, havi hatzi nezek le'ha'adatan. So then already, if it became a mu'ad, it would move up from quarter nezik to chatzi nezik. Ve'amai itzterikha l'raval l'mib'eh, v'day en ha'ada l'shalem, nezik shalem. Da'at tamut rabia nezik, v'ada'atan chatzi nezik. Which means, where did Rava jump to say, is it become a mu'ad to pay nezik shalem? If you tell me that there's rabia nezik, you could have asked this question from Nezik to Hatsi. He was asking from Hatsi to Nezik Shalem. Mashmar, there's no such thing as Rabia. Because if it was Rabia, he would ask from Rabia and then do it three times, it would go to Hatsi. And the fact that he was saying, Yesh Adaz Matriol, for sure, it's always a half. The Sheila is from the half, does it go to a full? From the way he asked his question, it's matter there is no such thing as Rabia Nezik. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma Rava Imtim Selomar Kamar. So maybe he asked this question like this. Imtim selomar en shinui yesh ha'ada o en ha'ada. Which means, maybe he's asking like this. If there's a shinui in a chanami, maybe you can go from a quarter, and then if you do it in a regular way, it'll go to a half. And even if you want to tell me that, no, it always starts with a half, can it go from a half to a full? Which means he wasn't negating the side of quarter nezik. It could be quarter nezik also. He was just saying, if you say quarter nezek, and let me go to half. But my question is, if you don't say, it starts at a quarter. If you say, it goes to half. I want to go from half to a whole. So he wasn't getting that side of the equation. That she says, Umeshani lev ashe dilma rava imtu shilomar kamar. Vitavayu misafek lev. You had both questions. Vahaki kamibayele. Yes shinui or en shinui? First of all, is this shinui or not? Meaning, can it ever go to quarter nezek? That was his first question. Vimtu shilomar en shinui? And if you tell me no, there's no shinui, and it always starts off at chatzi. Oh, then my next question is, does it go from chatzi to nezik shalem, meaning if it has a mu'ad? Comes the Gemara says, tiku. Well, we don't have an answer to that question. Ba'e Rav Asher. Kowach kohol lesumchus ki kohodami o lo. Okay. We know sumchus says nezik shalem. What's the case regular tzorot? What's the tzorot? Kohol. Animals walking, rock juts away from under. It's like damage. That's considered kohol. What about if that rock damages the keli, and the keli now juts away and damages another keli? That's kowach kohol. What is some sort of kowach kohol? What's the shayla? Miga mir halakha umukila bekowach kohol. Does Sumkos obviously did not learn halakha Moshe Sinai? Because he learned what? You pay nezik shalem. So could be he learned nezik shalem, but he had a halakha Moshe Sinai for kowach kohol. Odilma lo gamir halakha klal. Or maybe no, he never had halakha for anything, and therefore koach kohol is going to be patur. That's Gemara says tiku, which means we know he also nezik shalem. So that's not halakha Moshe Sinai, by the way. He got it from wherever he got it from. But the point is, but maybe he does have halakha Moshe Sinai. Maybe he doesn't negate it totally. Maybe he learned halakha Moshe Sinai to teach me koach kohol of tzorot. Or dilma, no, maybe he doesn't know halakha Moshe Sinai at all, and therefore koach kohol is going to be patur. Legabre, that's Gemara answers. Tiku, the Gemara does not answer it. Leaves a filia, whatever. Haita miva'etet. Good. The animal is walking, and it's miva'etet. It's kicking, right? Or shayut tzorot min atazin mitad raglea. Or let's say rocks are going from under its leg. V'shavla takeli mishalem chatzi nezek ibayelehu. Now we want to understand this line in the Mishnah. Hechi ka'amar. How do you learn this line in the Mishnah? Hayta miva'etet vezika bebi'uta. So that would be kidding, right? Because it's kicking. Kicking is not the normal way. And it damaged via kicking. Mama should kick the item. Or, second case, tzirorot ki'orhayu. or tzarot in the regular way, which is also hatzi nezik, mishalim hatzi nezik, v'rabanani, and therefore the whole mishnah is rabanan, meaning the first case is keren, haitam mevaet, if it kicked and damaged, or it was walking in its regular derech, and kicked a rock, which is tzarot, it's hatzi nezik in both cases, which is according to the rabanan, or dilma, meaning like this, haitam mevaet v'zika bebi'uta, it was kicking, and it damaged in the kicking, or tzarot, mahmat bi'ut, or it was tzirorot that came in a shinui way, meaning it came via that he kicked a rock, and that caused it to damage somewhere else. Mishalem hasinezek ki urchem mishalem nezek shalem. Because if he did it in the normal way, he would pay nezek shalem. Umari sumchusi. And I'll tell you the mishtas sumchus that also really tzirorot is nezek shalem, but since he did it in a mishune way, therefore pay hasinezek. Kabbalah says, Tashema, Misefa. I'll bring it to you from the Sefa of the Mishnah. Darsa ala kli. What does that mean? He pounced on the keli, vishabarto, and he broke it. Vinafal a shevet al kli acher, and it jutted from there and broke another keli, vishavro. Ala rishon mishalem, nezek shalem. Okay, that's regular kiur hayu. That's regular derech. Therefore, on the first keli that he broke, he pays what? Nezek shalem. Vala haron. Hatzinezek, because that is tzirorot. Oh, vi'i sumchus. If you tell me that the Mishnah is like sumchus, mi'it the hatzinezek, came in up be hatzinezek. So therefore, it must be like the first way we're learning that it's going like the banan, that hatzirorot is hatzinezek. V'chi tema rishon lehataza, v'sheni sheni lehataza. Oh, which means maybe when it says ala rishon v'ala sheni, is referring to the jutting, not the keli that he sat on. It's disgusting. The first keli that this hit, he sat on the keli, broke them. A piece jutted and broke over there. That is considered Rishon. Rishon would be Nezek Shalem, because it's Siddurot. And then it jutted from there to another case, and on the Sheni you'll pay Hatzi Nezek. We learned Rishon is Nezek, and Sheni is Hatzi Nezek. Is the keli that he sat on is Nezek Shalem. And the jutting, which is Siddurot, is Hatzi. Oh, that can't be Sumkos. Who said? Maybe you're learning wrong. Maybe Rishon and Sheni is Lahataza. It's the first jutting that went out, that's Nezek Shalem. And from there, jutted again, and maybe that's Hatzi Nezek, because it's Koach Koho. Right? It's 2 and 3. So Gevorah says, Veshani le Sumkos ben Koach le Koach Koho. And Sumkos makes the difference between when it comes from his Koach or his second Koach. Yeah, but what do you mean? You can't be learning like that. Because then we would have an answer to the question we had before. Ela had the ba'ira v'ashik koach kol l'sum kos ki kohod ame or lav ki kohod ame tifshot net lav ki kohod ame. You could have solved it from our Mishnah. Ela must be from the, you didn't solve it from our Mishnah. Must be that that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. And therefore the Gemara says that must be going like Rabbanan. Rav Asher Rabbanan Mukila. Rav Asher established the Mishnah when it said Hatzi Nezek is referring to Rabbanan that says it is Hatzi Nezek Serorot. Oh, Uba'ela Hache. And his question was on the Mishnah like this. Haitam Meva'etet. Oh, the animal was kicking, which is Shinui. When your animal kicks, it's a Shinui. Vezika bi'uta, and damaged in its bi'uta. Or the second case, Tzirorot ki'urhayu, or regular walking in the street, and they had the rock jutted on from under his leg, which is ki'urhayu, hatzi nezek, ha mahmad bi'ut. Oh, but I can make an implication that only because the animal was walking in its normal derech and caused the tzirorot, that's why you pay hatzi nezek. But if the tzirorot happened mahmad bi'ut, because it kicked in the ground and that caused the rock to go, maybe Rabbi Anezek v'yeshinui, maybe he'd pay less. She says, maybe the only reason the Mishnah why you pay Hatzi Nezek is Ki'ur Hayu. Because it happened in the normal way of Tzirorot. But maybe if Tzirorot happened in a Shinui, you'd pay less. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. Or Dilma Aita Meba'etet v'ezika bebi'uta. Or Tzirorot Mahmad Bi'ut. Or the case of Tzirot was in the similar case of Bi'ut. Meaning, he kicked and he damaged directly. That's kidding. It's not the normal animal. Or he kicked and that caused Tzirot, which is Tzirot Bishinui, and still the Mishnah says, Hatzi Nezek. Hatirizik ve'en shinui, and therefore there's no shinui. Tiku. Which means he had a safek. I don't know, in the case of Tzirot in the Mishnah, was the Tzirot ki'ur hayhu, and that's his Hatzi Nezik. So mashma, if Tzirot was shelo ki'ur hayhu, you'd pay quarter Nezik. Or no, maybe that was the case in the Mishnah, where the Tzirot was a shinui type of Tzirot, where he kicked in the ground, which is not the derech, and then that caused something to jut away. And still the Mishnah says you pay Hatzi Nezik, to teach me what? That there's no Reva Nezik, Tiku, and that's basically the question that we asked above. He's just asking it on our Mishnah. Comes to give it to use Bare Mine. Rabbi Abba bar Mamam Rabbi Ameva. Ami Lam Rabbi Chaya bar Abba. Haytama Alek Kom Shi'i Efsharla. Let's say the animal was walking in a place where there's no choice. Ela in Ken Menatezit. There's no way that you cannot walk in this place without kicking rocks. Ube'ata ve'tiza ve'zika. And as it was walking, it kicked and caused the rock to go and damage. Mau. Oh, what's the she'ela? Kevan di'if sharla. Since there's no choice. It's in an area where there's all rocks, and it's, let's say, narrow, and there's no choice for that to happen. Maybe I'll say urhehu. Maybe I'll consider it the derech. And if it's considered the derech, it's regel. And therefore you have to pay nezek shalem. Or dilma hashta miya mahmad bi'ut kamerza. You're right. Bottom line, but it came out from kicking, which means it came out in a mishuneh type of way, and therefore coming at tzirot, and therefore could be only pay hatsi because of keren. David Gavra says tiku. Look at Rashi. Haytam me'alechet b'hatsir anizak. Now you have to say it's hatsir anizak because again all these things are only hayav in hatsir anizak. Thousands of rocks all over the place. It's impossible that a rock is not going to fly out. Urhayu uksorot de alma umishlim hatsi nezik. Ah, which means it's urhayu, and if it's urhayu, listen to the way that she's learning the question. Different than the way I explained it. Do you say it's regular urhayu, which is regular tzirot, and therefore would have to pay hatsi nezik, even though he kicked, but there was no choice. It had to happen, and so I consider it the derech. Or do I say no? Maybe since he kicked the rock, it's considered keren. And Kaden in the Rishuta Nizak pays nothing. You hear the two sides of the question? Again, we're in Hasar Nizak. If it's Tzirot, Tzirot is a Todav Regel. Good. In Hasar Nizak, you'd pay. How much will I pay? Hatsi Nezek. But if you tell me it's Kaden, how much do I pay Bishuta Nizak? Not according to Rabbi Tarfon. How much do I pay according to the Banan? Hatsi Nezek with Shuta Nizak? Kaden is only Hayav in Shuta Rabim. Dashi. Odilma. Hashtamiya Mahmad bi'utu. Two sides of the question according to Rashi like this. Take Kiran out of the mixture. You're in the Rishut HaNizak, because that's the only way you can be Hayav Tzirorot. Tzirorot is Tudah of Regel. Regel is in the Rishut HaNizak. Good. It's impossible. It has to be damaging. There's rocks all over the place. Impossible. So I would say, what? Even though it kicked, since it had to happen anyway, so therefore, that's considered urhayu nevi hayav regular hatsi nezek tzerorot. Or dilma, maybe this is considered a mishuneh. And if you're going to hold that there's a shinui for tzerorot, maybe you would pay ravia. On the side, that you would pay quarter damages if you did tzerorot b'shinui, so maybe you'd pay a quarter in this case. Tiku, so it's asking on that side that there's a mishunet keren. That's what we're reading in Rashi. V'im tomar yesh shinui l'tzirorot, l'raviya. Ha'raviya nezik v'shalem, you have to pay a raviya. Very good. Okay, good. Yishon Ikar, very good. Next question of the Gemara. Ba'amine, Rabiya, Rabi Zera. Hayta malechet b'rishut rabbim. Okay, animals walking in rishut rabbim ve'tiza ve'zika mahu. Oh, rishut rabbim now. And the animal caused rocks to jut out and damage. Which we call that tzirorot. Right? So the question is, mahu, lekeren medaminane, do you compare tzirorot to keren? What's the analogy? That just like keren pays Hatsi nezek, so to tzirot pays hatsi nezek, therefore, vehayevet, Why? Because just like Keren is Hayav in the Shut Rabim, I'll say Tzirorot is also Hayav in the Shut Rabim because I compare Tzirorot to Keren. O Dilma Toldad Regel, Uftura. What do I say? No. Tzirorot is a Toldav Regel because bottom line, it's considered Ki'ur Hayu. It's considered a normal Derech, just like Regel is a normal Derech. And if it's only going to be Hayav in the Shut Nizak, and it's going to be Patur in the Shut Rabim. So now we're really getting to that question I just discussed. Tzirorot, where is it Hayav? Is Tzirorot Hayav in that's going to shoot an exact like regel, or even it shouldn't be like Keren. Amale bistavra toda de regelu. Bistavra, the fact that you're telling me that it's considered urhayu, bistavra, it's a toda of regel. It makes sense to say it's regel. So Gemara says, oh, hitiza b'shut rabim vezika b'shut yachid mahu. So I ask you another question. Let's say the rock jutted out in the Reshut Rabim, but the damage was in the Reshut Yahid. Okay? You want to be Tzregel? Good. Tzregel is Dafka Reshut Nizak. And now we want to play Tzregel. For sure, if it walked into the Reshut Nizak and it jutted into the Reshut Nizak and it damaged the Nizak, well, no, that's the rule. Now I want to play games here. Let's say it happened in the Reshut Rabim when a rock jutted out, but it hit in the Reshut Nizak. How would you play that? So Amar Le, so he told him, Akira Enkan, Hanaha Yeshkan. If you don't have an Akira in the right place, you want to have a Hanaha in the right place? Which means he answered him, everything has to happen in Shutan Izak. If the Akira, if where the rock was uprooted, you don't have. You want to tell me you can have a Hanaha? Which he's trying to say, you can't split the areas. It's got to all be done in the Shut Hanizak. Comes again when I has all questions on this now. Etive. I was walking on the road and damaged. Oh, ben b'rishut yachid, ben b'rishut rabim. Wherever it was walking, hayav. Now, what's the case? My lab hitiza b'rishut rabim vezika b'rishut harabim. And what it's saying, hayav. Comes and says, lo hitiza b'rishut rabim vezika b'rishut hayachid. Oh, so again, what was the case? My lab hitiza b'rishut rabim. Vezika b'shut rabim. Oh, must be the case is talking about when it says ben b'shut yachid, ben b'shut rabim. Again, what's the bright that say? Animals walking, it damaged. Ben b'shut yachid, ben b'shut rabim. What's the case of the shut rabim? Must be where the rock jutted into the shut rabim and landed into the shut rabim. And what is it saying? Hayav. Oh, you just told me it's compared to regel only the shut nizak. But I got a bright that's mashma even in the reshut. Harabim. So Gemara says, no. Hitiza b'shut harabim v'zika b'shut yachid. Must be the case is talking, like I learned the case is talking about what? No, when it says b'shut harabim, it means it jutted in the reshut harabim, into the reshut, hayachid. And you're telling me what? Chayav. That is our question. So I mean, v'ha amat akira in kananaha yeshkan. You just told me that what? If there's no akira, there's no hanaha. Amar le, so he tells him back, Rabbi Zeta tells him, yeah, hadribi, I retracted from that. In echanami, Rabbi Hayav. So he learns from the Braita that Reshut Rabim and Reshut Rabim Vadai Patur. But from Reshut Rabim to Reshut Yahid, Hayav. But you said not like that. Yeah, I changed my mind. Hadribi. And the Gemara is going to do this a couple of times now. Etive. Darsa al kli ushvarato. The animal walked on a keli, trounced on a keli, and broke it. Venafal shevr al kli achir ushvaro. And that keli jutted out and broke another keli. That's called Sidorot. Right? Al rishon mishlem nizik shalem, that's regel. Val acharon mishlem hatzi nizik. Good, that's sederot. Ve'tani ala, b'amei devarim amurim b'rishut hanizak. Oh, this is only talking about todar regel in rishut hanizak. Ava b'rishut rabim, al rishon petura, because regel b'rishut rabim is petura. Val acharon hayevet. And acharon is hayevet, that means sederot is hayav in rishut Harabim, Maila Bishuter, Maila Vitiza Bishuter, Vizika Bishuter, must be the case he's talking about, where he, the rock jutted into the Shuterim and landed in the Shuterim. You tell me on Sirorot you're going to be Hayav in the Shut, Harabim. Lo, Shitiza Bishuterim, Vizika Bishuter Yahid. The case is talking about where he jutted in the Shuterim and it landed in the Shuter Yahid. You just told me if there's no akira, there's no anaha. Amadeh hadribi. Again, he said, I retracted from that. So therefore, again, he's not retracting. Therefore, you'll be hayav. From the shoot to the beam to the shoot. Hayachid. Ini, we have a contradiction. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. In hatsi nezek haluk. There's no difference, no change. Lo l'rishut yachid, ve lo l'rishut rabim. Which means, whenever there's a Hatzi Nezek payment, there's no difference between the Shut Yahid and the Shut Rabim. My love, it is a Bishut Rabim, Vizika Bishut Rabim. Must be Rabbi Yohanan is saying that what? That even in a case where it was in the Shut Rabim, where it jutted and landed in the Shut Rabim, Hatzi Nezek. Because he says, whenever it comes to Hatzi Nezek payments, there's no difference between the Shut Rabim, the Shut Yahid. Also, you see what? Must be even in the Shut Rabim, there's Sirorot. And back to the same answer. No. It is a b'shut rabim v'zika b'shut. That's what he meant. That what way, jared b'shut the yachid. Can the amad, didn't you just tell me, akira in kanan ha'yesh kan? Amad le hadribi. I retracted from that. Iba et ema, ki amad b'yuchalena kirin. Rabbi Yohanan was talking about sirorot. He was talking about kirin. Meaning, kirin that's hayav chatzinezik, there'll be no difference between reshut the yachid to reshut Harabim. It wasn't about Sirorot. Sirorot and Ikhrabi. Sirorot is Dafka Bishut and Isaac, and he wasn't discussing this business over here of judging from one Neshut to another Shut. When he said there's no Hiluk in Keren, in Neshut to Neshut to Rabim, he meant in the Hatzi Nezek of Keren. Yet even Rabbi Yehuda, Yisya, Rabbi Hosea, Akil'a. Two rabbis were sitting in the parlor in front of the house. The porch, the Rabbi Yehuda. Of Rabbi Yehuda, Nisiyah, Nafak, Miltami ben Ayyu, so they started talking the Vri Halakha. This is an interesting case. Kiskisha biznava mahu. The animal is walking in the Reshut Rabim and damaged by wagging its tail. Shaking its tail and broke kelim. So the question is that considered derech? Or is it considered mishuneh? If it's considered derech, it'd be a todav regel. Todav regel, b'shut rabim, zero. You don't pay b'shut rabim regel. Regel is only b'shut hanizak. Or if you consider it keren mishuneh, I'll pay hatzi nezek lefachot in b'shut rabim. Yeah, that's the question. Is it derech or not? Gemara says, amma le'idach, v'chi yohazena biznaba v'yelech. What are you talking? What do you want? You want the owner to hold on to the tail when it walks? Which means, this is considered over here, that's the normal thing, it's walking, it's the derech. What? You want it to be hayab? You hold on to the tail? Is that normal to say you hold on to the tail? Can't do that over here. So the Gemara says, okay, hold it. So now you're giving me a new hadush over here. You're telling me, if it's uncontrollable, what do you want the guy to do? So then we can be patur. So Gemara says, "Iyachi keren amenema." Same thing by keren. V'chi yohazena bekeren ve'yelech. What do you want? Maybe should be patur also for keren. Well, what do you want the guy to do? To hold on to the horns? It's normal thing. He's walking next to me. He can damage those. You can't control it. So Gemara says, "Come on, hachi asha keren lav urhe. Keren is not the derech. Therefore, what if he damages or pay? Ha urhe." And therefore it's the derech, and therefore it's the todav regel. Todav regel, in the Reshut Rabim, patur. What are you talking about? That is, which he's just trying to show you, it's a normal thing. Once it's normal, in the Reshut Rabim, nechram yilvi, patur. Gemara says, v'chi ma'achad l'urcheh, ma'i mi'baya. So what was your question then? If you know it's the derech, because you answered me back, oh, this is the derech. So what was your question then? If it's the derech, it's regel. The regel which is patur. So he comes on his own. I was asking excessive. If it did it in an excessive way, so then already maybe it's not the derech. Okay, that's already, maybe that's kidding. Like, it was very excited. Now, Gemara has another question. You got to ask this question. We got to finish this to get to Mishnah. Ba'er Rav Ena, kishkisha be'amata mahu. Not with its tail. With its ever. Okay, with its
organ.
Okay? Damage with its organ. Mi amrina midi davi akirin, which is mishuneh, right? And what's the analogy to kirin? Kirin lav yitzra katakifle, which means
it's not the normal thing for kirin to damage, correct?
Ela what the yitzra made the animal crazy and it damaged. It's not the derech to damage with its ever. But what the yetzara got the best of the animal? Damaged. If it's a keren. Or dilma, keren kavanato lazik. No, keren is keren. You know why? Because it's bekavana to damage. Ha, but this animal shekish kasham ba'amata in kavanatah la'azik. It's not because of kavanatah la'azik. So therefore, it could be its derech. If it's derech, therefore it could be patur in shut rabim. Tiku, Gemara leaves us in a question. How do you compare it? Do you compare it to keren that it's yitzrak katakif, therefore it's a mishune type of thing? Or do you say, no, but keren is kavanah la'azik, this doesn't even have kavanah la'azik. What do we say in the Mishnah? Tanigolim, when they walk, it's the derech for them to walk and break things. It's considered todav regel. Therefore, you're going to be nezek shalem. Then we said what? You had a dalil attached to its leg. What's a dalil? Like they tied to its leg. Yeah, and as it was walking, it damaged. So we learned the case with siddurot. We learned the case we talk about. You walk, and the thing jutted off. It fell off the chicken's leg, and it hit a keli over there. So we said Hatsi Nezik because of Tzirorot. That's why we learned the case. Now the Gemara is going to analyze. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela shenikshal me'elav. That which we said the Yahayav is talking about, where this Dalil, this thing that stuck to the chicken's leg, it got stuck to him by itself. The chicken was walking, and all of a sudden this thing attached to his leg. Aval kisharo Adam Hayav. But if the owner or somebody tied it to the chicken's leg, then it's going to be hayav. Why? Because that you put it there, it's like putting a board b'shut rabim. If I take an item like this here, now what happened? I'll give you the case. The chicken was walking now. I tied it to its leg. As it was walking, it fell off. That's in the middle of the street now. A guy walked, fell, broke his head. So there's no difference between me putting a board in the b'shut rabim or me tying the stick to the chicken's leg and therefore causing it to damage somebody. The only time the Mishnah said Hatzi Nezek is when it was... chicken was just walking stam, and this thing attached to its leg on its own, and then went to damage. But if I put the that's like, when we say board, board doesn't only mean a pit. Anything that can cause damage in the shoot of the beam is my pit. Therefore, if I put it on the chicken's leg, and therefore it fell off, now some guy went and broke his head when he landed on it, of course you can come to the owner and pay. So the Gemara analyzes over what Rav Huna just said. Nikshar me'elav man hayav. Hold it. If it was nikshar me'elav, if the chicken was walking and tied to the leg, who's going to be, I have to pay nezik, hasi nezik. Either ma'ba'ala delil, or maybe you'll tell me the owner of the delil. If he put this delil in a private spot and the chicken somehow went in there and got it, anusu, what do you want from him? Pusheyahu. So it's bored again. He's Hayav Nishlamidin Bor. Understand the question? You tell me the chicken got it on its leg by itself. Oh, what's the case? Who pays it? Oh, the owner of the Delil. Well, how did the chicken find this? If this was hidden, so the guy he did his job. He hid his item and the chicken found it. Anus. And if he put it in a place where the chicken could find it, that's a Bor. You should be Hayav Nezik Shalem. Ela Hayav Baal Tanegol. Oh, whose Hayav must be? Not the guy who owns the delil. The guy who owns the chicken has to pay the Hatsi Nezik. What's the reason why he doesn't pay full Nezik? Because he didn't make the boar, his chicken made the boar. Oh, so to Hatsi Nezik Nami. Ishbor velo shorbor. Which means, just like, what's the reason why you don't pay Nezik Shalem? Because you didn't make the boar, your chicken made the boar. So therefore you should not have to pay Hatsi Nezik either. Because if your chicken made the boar, it should be patur legamli. Again, does the guy from the delil have to pay? I'm giving you the two sides again, one more time. The chicken is walking into the shoot at a beam. The thing attaches to his leg by itself. And then what? It fell off, and somebody fell and broke his head. Who pays? The ba'la delil. Ba'la delil? What do you want from him? He hid this item good. He's anus. Oh, he didn't hide the item good? Yeah, hayav nizik shalem. So it cannot be him. Okay. So it's the owner of the chicken. What? The animal was walking. This thing attached it to its leg. And then it fell off for the damage. We go to the owner. Hatsi Nezik. Why Hatsi Nezik? Oh, why not Nezik Shalem? Because it's not my board. So if it's not the board is made by my chicken. I'm only Hayaf in the Torah if I made the board, not if my chicken made the board. So therefore, if your chicken made the board, you shouldn't have to pay Hatsi Nezik either. So the Gemara says, right, Ela manitin be'adiye aduye. You learned the case wrong. The case of Hatsi Nezik is not talking where the dlil fell off and then somebody fell and broke his head. the case is talking where the delil fell off and broke kelim, which we call that tzirorot. It's not a case of bor in our Mishnah. And that's why you pay hatzi nezik. Hatzi nezik, tzirorot. Correct? So comes the Gemara and concludes, right? It threw the delil off its leg and broke kelim. That is called tzerorot. V'chi itma de Ravuna. Oh, but Ravuna made a story over here. Depends who tied it to the... Ravuna was talking about bor. Right? Ravuna was talking about bor. Depends who tied the... Obviously, he was not referring to Amishnah, because Amishnah was not talking about the nezek of bor. Amishnah was talking about tzerorot. V'chi itma de Ravuna be'alma itma. He said it's stam. Meaning, delil hefker. You have a delil that was tied to the animal. It's ownerless. It was tied to the chicken's leg. And what happened? He walked it, it landed in a certain place, some guy broke his head on it. Bor. Amar Ravuna, nikshar me'elav, patur. Why? If it tied it by itself, patur, because who made the bor? The chicken. He could have mechayev, the owner of the chicken that made a bor. However, keshro adam, hayav. But if the human put the delil on it, and then it fell off, and somebody got damaged, you made the bor. So you have to pay. Mishum mai hayav, amar Ravuna bar Manoah. Mishum boro, hamitkalgel, beragne adam, beragne behema. That's the regular din of bor that teaches me. If your bor rolled via an animal, that's considered your bor. Which means in this case over here, you put it on the chicken. But what happened? He rolled it to a different spot. So it's a moving bor. Now, your delil is over here. Now, all of a sudden, some guy came and fell, broke his head on the bor. You can't say, well, I put it over there. No, it's boro, hamit kalgel, via his animal. I'm never going to be a hayav. So therefore, in conclusion, Ravuna was not talking about Amishnah. We thought Ravuna mentioned, and Amishnah says the word delil. So we said, oh, who tied it? No. Amishnah is siddurot, by the way. Amishnah is a regular case of the owner put the chicken was walking and got the delil on it. Then it flew, hit the kelim, hati nezik siddurot, that's regular deen. Oh, what did Rav Huna talk about? Not a different case. It said, if the animal was walking and the delil of hefked, went on to its leg. So Gemara says, oh, so it depends over there. If it just went on its leg by itself, because who made the board over here? The chicken made the board. You're not hayav on a chicken making a board. Oh, but if somebody put the dlil on it, well, then already it's your board. And what's the hadush? That even though my board is being transported by a chicken, so it's a moving board. Bor mit galgel, al yedei shoro, v'hamoro, hayavan bor nezek, shalem.